Again, what I'm saying is this. The Lord Almighty has spoken with me, blessed people, and real quick in a summary what has been said, because I realized it was cutting and breaking a little bit. The Lord Almighty has spoken with me, blessed people, about Nakuru Menengai 6, the meeting that is coming up, the grand mega, super glorious, historic healing service that is coming to the face of the earth. And you have seen that in that conversation, I'm just repeating because it was not clear the first broadcast, in that conversation, the Lord has literally walked me into the meeting today, a few minutes ago, and I literally walked into a thick forest, a huge forest, blessed people. The Lord took me into glory, and he gave me the leaves of the tree of life. And I saw them blossom at Nakuru Menengai 6 grounds. But when I came, the Lord has shown me how he walks me. God Almighty literally walks with me into that Nakuru Menengai 6. And I was literally walking through a thick forest, blessed people. With huge trees, blossomed with leaves, huge leaves, very blossomed and super green and healthy leaves. You know that the way the Lord Yahweh speaks now, ever since we came, at least everybody knows how the Lord speaks. The Lord literally is talking about the healing power of the blood of Jesus. He's coming to heal you. He's coming to restore lives and people and remove them from pain and agony. And so, I saw many, many cripples get up and walk from all directions. The blind eyes opened from all directions. The deaf ears opening from all directions. It was powerful, chaotic, blessed people. That is what the Lord has spoken just a few minutes ago. And he has shown me how massive it will be. The number of people is unbelievable. An ocean of people, blessed people. This is the hour for revival. Everybody has to participate in this revival. That's why you see every person, every nation is longing to come and take their portion. This is beyond Kenya, blessed people. How awesome. We are also aware that, I said, we are aware that guests have begun arriving and transport arrangements are on. The Nakuru revival, Menengai 6 revival, super glorious historic desk is now soon going to become the departure desk. And then after that it becomes arrival desk, blessed people. What an awesome hour. So for those of you coming, just drive safe, because the glory of God is going to be manifest at Nakuru Menengai grounds. God, the Holy Spirit in bodily form, has already come and lighted on me and transfigured me, glorified me. In bodily form, he has descended from heaven, blessed people, lighted on my left prophetic hand and left prophetic finger. He stood there and I began to glow. And then after that, he went up. And then the cloud of God came from a distance, the super glorious cloud of God, super glorious white. He came and covered me, blessed people. And I can see that those going to record, it appears as though they are recording as I walk away. And then I turn my head a little bit to the left. That's what I see. So everybody with cameras, just be on watch out. It's always good to see the glory of God. What a glorious generation, blessed people. What a glorious moment in the church. And I say, blessed people, that this is the hour for people to prepare for the coming of the Messiah. That the gospel that is announcing the coming of the kingdom of God is doing so with enormous power, enormous glory. The manifestation of the glory of God in this postmodern era. Hey, how stunning, blessed people. How powerful, how spectacular, how glorious, how mighty, how tremendous. And so the Lord is asking that you take advantage of this attention from heaven, this focus. You take principle out of this and prepare yourselves in earnest for the coming of the Messiah. Remember, everything points at the coming of the Messiah. And I say, blessed people, that we are expecting high-profile guests, and Senior JJ has just spoken with that part of the world, blessed people, and yes, they are aware that I'm going to have a conversation with one of the leading prime ministers, the leading heads of state, in the next few minutes. He's finishing a very official event, and then we are having that conversation. We are also aware that they're trying to synchronize calendars and protocol, and they're arriving. They're pushing just one day, I won't mention here. Let me have that conversation with him, so we will be able to announce to you eventually. We'll be able to let you know when they arrive. But it's a time whereby every nation, every person is coming now to take their portion of the latter visitation of Yahweh. This is beyond Kenya. This is for everybody, blessed people. And that's why this is the hour to prepare yourself as a person. You'll never enter heaven as a group. The Lord will ask, what did you do to prepare with the glory unleashed at Nakuru Menengai 6? Creepers walking every direction, blind seeing every direction, deaf hearing every direction, the mute speaking. I have seen even cancers of the mouth drying and the rudiments of blood. I think there was bleeding when the tumors burst out of the mouth, and I've seen a little bit of the blood on the tongue. Tremendous healing, blessed people. I have seen creepers walking, I think, wearing socks, get up and walk. Another man walking, the blind. Remember, the blind man is coming towards me. Then a doctor in a white coat appears. He thinks the doctor is me. He follows the white coat again. He thinks in that direction. Very, very chaotic over there. Very massive. And so, everybody prepare. The driver drives safe on the road. But the sheep of Christ, don't touch the glory. Just start your journeys earlier. I know the travel advisories are already on, telling you about the conditions of the vehicles to make sure that the brakes are that you can turn, the turning lights, the brakes are strong, the turning lights are good. The transport managers are with reflector jackets and holding a sign written stop when people are crossing the road to refresh or to get the gas station or to buy soda or anything on the way. The nurses, the doctors in the buses that are carrying the sick. And we are also told that put radios in the hospitals. Those who are bedridden in critical conditions, don't pluck them from hospitals. Just put for them radios. It has been established by this voice, by the Lord, that this voice can speak from Brazil, and cripples get up in Kenya from Ahmednagar or Pelem, cripples walk in the Yugis, wherever. That is fully established, blessed people. And so because we expect a phone call here, let me release this phone, blessed people. But the Lord is saying it is massive. He has literally walked me into a forest, a thick forest that has grown giant trees, huge leaves, flourishing, dark green, healthy. God speaks about the fountain of the blood of Jesus. He is about to burst there. And I said, we will literally celebrate the eternal blood of Jesus, the exploits of the blood of Jesus, the doings of the wonder-working blood of Jesus. How awesome a holy chaos, the biggest visitation promised in the Bible. Hallelujah. Mighty time, and we're expecting also high-profile guests. We'll brief you later, blessed people. It's a big time. I know from Italy, already there is a judge, a very senior judge, and he is also the president of an assembly of 157 members of parliament. And we are aware that the diplomats from the Italian embassy are coming, also a senator from Italy. Big time. And many other senior people, pastors, church leaders, church leadership, clergy from all over the world, everybody coming to appear before the Lord, the visitation of God. May the Lord bless you. We have tremendous joy. Our hearts are very happy as we come to you, Nakuru Menengai 6. We are coming to you with all joy, with maximum power and the glory of God. And the Lord will set free families that have been stranded with their cripples. They have been told there is no solution. There is no equipment to address the condition of their loved ones. There is no injection. There is no tablet or pill. There is no machine. There is no help. Specialists, doctors, nurses, medics, none of them has given them solution. They have said, this is permanent. This is by birth. This is terminal, whatever the condition. Tumors will burst there. Cancers will dry. Diabetes disappear. People will stop taking tablets, blessed people. So the Lord is coming to literally deliver homes, deliver all communities, deliver nations, blessed people, deliver a generation. And the Lord is using this visitation to establish to you that he has in store for you the glorious kingdom, the kingdom that surpasses the agony, the melancholy, and the suffering of this age, of this world. That you may choose Jesus and choose the eternal kingdom of God. Baptism revival is going on. There's a big revival already unleashed in the land. Creepers are walking. Already five creepers have walked. Can you imagine the meetings out there that happen? Not even one creeper gets up. You don't see medically verifiable miracles at all. But here already five. And yet in those meetings out there, if one cripple were to get up, that would have been sufficient. Even this one, the five cripples that have walked, if you are told that Menengai 6 has already raised five cripples, that is sufficient, successful, blessed people. And yet there is a massive visitation and outpour of glory coming in Nakuru, Menengai 6. In Nakuru, the home of this chosen revival of God. Select revival, coveted revival, promised revival, the revival of the latter glory. So we are full of joy, our hearts are overflowing with joy, blessed people, that this is the hour for the church in the earth, on the earth, that all people may see, that the idol worshippers may also see and say, this is the true God, Jesus is the true God, and follow, blessed people. I've seen transfiguration and glorification there, the glory of God cover me. Oh, it's always good to see the glory of God. It's as though the Lord is showing me that they are going to capture as I walk away. The Messiah is coming, blessed people. Allow us to release this phone. Thank you.